Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalayim Mai Kain Daf Chav Gimel, the very last Daf in the Masechta, and we're going to be starting the third line with the words Al Kol HaMeisim. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Meir Sarbas Yerakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we have a number of members, all come from various Brisos regarding Din Ma'avelos, Kriya, and other things like that. Says the Gemara quoting this Brisa, Al Kol HaMeisim Hushayol Achar Sheva Umachal Achar Shloishem. Regarding all Meisim, when he tears his garment, he tears Kriya, so he's allowed to be Shailal it after the Shiva, meaning he could very loosely stitch it, and he could Ma'ach it, he could fully properly fix it after the Shloishem. That's because the Avelus has already been lessened. Now, when he tears Kriya for his father and mother, he's never allowed to be ma'ach that. He's never allowed to fix it 100%, and we already know this from a previous brisa. Now, Tani B'Shem Rav Nason, it was taught in the name of Rav Nason, Ha'isha Shalas Miyad, a woman, she could be Shailal right away. That's because it's not Sanua for her to walk around a ripped garment for 7 days, and after 30 days, she's allowed to completely fix it. Whereas Alavi of Al-Ima, in ma'ach Lamas, regarding her father and mother, she's never allowed to 100% fix that tear. Ask the Gemara, Ezu Ichui, what is Ichui, 100% fixing it? That's Ka'arig, like weaving. And we had explained this means that the loose threads of the tear are woven together so it doesn't look like it was ever torn. That's according to one shita. According to another shita, it just means that it's sewn so well that at least from the outside, maybe even from the inside as well, you're not able to tell that it was torn. We talk about a different type of stitch, hasulam vakapash, the latter type of stitch and the kapash stitch, ein ma'akvin. If a person wants to close it up like that, that's not a problem. We're not going to hold him back. Another brisa, akol ha'meisim ein kareya elyon belvad. Regarding all meisim, a person only tears his upper garment, meaning the outer garment, let's say his jacket, whereas al Imoy, for his father and mother, afilu asara zalgabze, even if he is wearing 10 garments, an undershirt, a tzitzis, maybe another base layer, and then a shirt, and then a sweater, and a thicker sweatshirt, and then a coat, whatever it is, you would have to tear all those layers. However, ena bikarsin makaves, that bikarsin, that's not ma'akev. That bikarsin is one of two different begadim, either a baggy that's worn very close to the skin to absorb sweat, which might be something like an undershirt, or it's the opposite, that bikarsin is the outer garment that's worn for extra sneeze purposes, that's not ma'akev in regards to tearing. Raza continues, ha'isha ena karas al Bavad, a woman only tears her outer garment, that's because it's sneas. Now, Tani Rav Shimon Elazar says, Ha'isha karasas apnimi v'chasel achireha, a woman tears her innermost garment, and then once she tears that, she turns the front to the back, and then v'chazeres v'karasas ashar, she goes and tears all of her other begadim, and that's not a problem, because even though all those tears go through all of her begadim, since the garment which is closest to her skin, the front of it at least is whole, only the back of it is torn, so now she's completely covered, and there's no sneash issues. Now, the brisa, a call a mason will also be Giyasad Shloshim. Regarding all other mason, he's not allowed to wear freshly pressed clothing until 30 days, whereas Al Avel Ime for his father and mother, Achim Asr Chodesh, he's not allowed to wear Gihots, these freshly pressed clothing, for 12 months. Now, Ezu Giyas, what does this mean, Gihots? So, Klei Tzemer Meguhatsim Chadashim, we're talking about wool clothing, it's brand new pressed ones, and Klei Pishtin Meguhatsim Levonim, with linen clothing, it's only white ones, because colored ones, even if they're new and pressed, they don't really look so fresh, whereas with Klei Tzemer, with wool, it's even colored ones. Price continues, Akol Mason will also be Tiglachas Ach Shloshim, regarding all the mason, he's not allowed to get a haircut until 30 days. Was al aval imay for his father and mother, achishlach pera, until his hair grows out wild, ayad shigaru by chaverov, or until his friends yell at him, they call him out, they say, what's going on with this whole mane of hair on your head and your beard? You should get a haircut. And really, these two are supposed to be read together. Achishlach pera, until he's growing so much hair that his friends tell him, you really need a haircut. Now, story, Roshmor Avodmi, Damchas ime kumi mayoda tamanya yaymen. Roshmor Avodmi's mother died 8 days before Yom Tov. So, Asha Shaul Rav Mana, he came and asked Rav Mana, since it's 8 days before Yom Tov, we know that Yom Tov is Daicha Shloishim, so am I allowed to get a haircut? Amrle, he told him, Kol davar shutali b'shiva u'shloishim haregel mafsek. You're right. Anything that has to do with Shiva and Shloishim, when a Yom Tov comes along, that stops it and cancels the rest. But Baram Hach over here, Achishach Pera Achigaru by Chaverov, your din is until your hair grows long enough that your friends tell you that it's too long, and that's because we're talking about your mother passing away. So Yom Tov has nothing to do with your case. Continue with Brisa, Akol Mesim Eini Megalas Liboy. In regards to all Mesim, when he tears Kriya, he doesn't have to reveal his heart. Except for his father and mother, that's Rameir's opinion. And why is this? So Shmuel says, B'shem Ravodmi, Ratanachom, Mepinesha Batal Menu, Mitzvah's Kavod. That's because now that his father and mother died, the Mitzvah of Kavod has become Batal, and the Mitzvah of Kavod is namely in the heart. He has Mechabit his mother and father in his heart, and so that's why he has to reveal his heart. But other Mesim, he doesn't have to do that. Brazil continues, I call a Mesim who also Leich B'schairach Leishim Yaim. For all Mesim, he's not going on a business trip for 30 days. And a business trip means when he's going in a Shayara, a whole caravan, it's a whole Matziv, the Oilim's going together. So that's Geschmack. In a way, it's kind of like a party, so he's not allowed to go with them. If he's just going to do plain business, so he is allowed to do that. However, regarding his father and mother, he's not allowed to leave on a business trip with a whole bunch of people until his friends tell him, Yala, you gotta come with us. Brisa continues another day. I'll call a Mesim who also lech besuda shleshim yom. Regarding all the Mesim, he's not allowed to go to a Suda for 30 days. Whereas, if it's for his father's mother, he's not allowed to go for 12 months. Now, if it's a Chaburas mitzvah, for example, it's a Karban Pesach, or they're going to eat Kodshim or Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, or it's the suda they make after Mikdash Chodesh, so then it's mutter for him to go. Another din, Harishai Machalf Begadim Kol Shiva, let's say every day of the Shiva he changes his garments, Chayv L'Kray his Kulon, he has to tear all of his garments. Every day he has to tear fresh. Now also, Rav Chiya Rabba, Rav Chama Avoy, Rav Shaya, train Armin, both of them say, Kulon Asurin B'Ichoy, all these garments that he tore during Shiva, he's never allowed to be ma'achid them, he can never fix them 100%. Now Bar Kapar Amar, he argues and says, Ein L'cha Asur B'Ichoy El Yom Rishon Bovad, the only garment that he's not allowed to 100% fix is the one he tore on the first day. Now Amar Chana, he says, Pluga Acheres B'Nehoin, there's another machlekes between them. Demanda Amar Kulon Asurin B'Ichoy, according to the first Manda Amar, that all garments that are torn, he's Asur to be ma'achid them, Oysa Shar Yamim Kiyam Rishon, he treats all the rest of the days of Shiva like the first day, and therefore Afilu Yesh Al V'Kam Begadim Chayav L'Kriyas Kulon. Even if he's wearing many new Begadim throughout Shiva, he has to tear every single one of them, because no different than the first day where he would have to tear all of his Begadim. Or Zman Do'amar, Ein L'cha Asur B'Ichoy El Yom Rishon Bavad, according to the second Man Do'amar, the only Begadim that are Asur to be Ma'ache are the ones that he tore on the first day, so Oysa Shar Yomim Taisefes, he treats the other days like a Taisefes, and Afilu Yesh Al V'Kam Begadim Ein Kriya Al Es Al Yom Bavad. Even if he puts on many new Begadim every single day of Shiva, he only has to tear the upper one and not all of them. And moving on to halacha test, the very last Mishnah of Masechta is really a continuation of the previous one. Uberashi Chadashim, B'chanuka Purim, Ma'anis Umetapchais. When there's a Levaya on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, so the women who are there are allowed to be Ma'ane and Metapeach. An Chalamayid, no being Ma'anis, only Metapchais, only clapping, whereas when it's Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, they're allowed to be Ma'ane and Metapeach. Now, Bazeh, Bazeh, Avalim Mekainanois. On these and those, they're allowed to do what we just mentioned, but no being Mekainain. And the Mishnah in a moment is going to explain what exactly these things are. Now, Nikbar Mace, once the mace was buried, no more being ma'ane, and no more being mitapech, no more clapping. So Chakil on based on top of the Mishnah clarifies, Ezui Inoi, what exactly is Inoi? Being mitapech is clapping, as we said, and that was done as an expression of mourning. So what exactly is Inoi? That is, Shekulon Ones Ke'achas. All of them, this is specifically referring to the women, they all speak up, they all cry out together in unison, some sort of lamentation. Or is the Kino, what's Kino? Sha'achsim Daber, Vekulon Ones Achreha. One of them speaks, and everyone else responds after her. Or we get this from Shemar, the Pasuk says, Ulameinim B'naisechem Nehi, V'isha Re'usa Kino, and teach your daughter's mourning, and each woman a lamentation to her friend. So we see as Lashon of Kino, or Mekainanos, is one woman saying to a whole bunch of others who are responding. Says the Mishnah, ending off on a more positive note, Aval Asad Lavoi, but in the future, Ma'u Oimer, what does the Pasuk say? Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, he shall eliminate death forever, U'macha Hashem Alekim Dome, Al Kapanim Ugoimer, Hashem will erase tears from all faces. Says the Gemara, Tancho Bar Yiloi, Dom Chanukso. Tancho Bar Yiloi passed away in Chanukah. Rav Daisa, Domach Bar Yishar Chad Nisan. Rav Dama, he passed away on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Avdan Leiv Raya, in both these cases, they made a student's Havara for the Avelim. Now, Sovereign Meimar, Mendatin Drabanon. The Talmidim, the base Medrash, the Chamim, thought to say that the Rabbanon allowed this. But Ubatkan, they checked, Vashkan, they found, Deloy Mendatin Drabanon. This was not approved by the Rabbanon. Now, even though there is a potential mashmais from here that the Rabbanon would not have allowed, that's not so, says Ruchan Kanievsky. Really, the Rabbanon would have allowed it had they asked. It's just that in the situation, they never asked. A similar story, Rav Crispy, Dalch Mayada, Rav Crispy passed away in Chol Moed, V'avdan Leiv Raya, and they made a Suda's Havara for the Avelim, and Sovereign Meinu Mendatu Rav Ami, they thought to say this was with the permission of Ami, but Ubadkun Rashkan, they checked and they found, Deloy Mendatu Rav Ami, this wasn't with Rav Ami's permission. Now, the following line in the Gemara goes back to the previous Mishnah, where it says that we're never going to leave a woman in the street, meaning when the mace is a woman, we're not going to leave the Mita in the street ever, because it's not proper. So Rav Chelba quotes Rav Babar Zavdu, says B'shem Rav, Afilu L'sha, that's even for a very short amount of time. How do we know this? Manadah from the following Pasuk, it says, V'tamas Sham Miriam, V'tikavar Sham, Miriam died there and was buried there. We see that when a woman passes away, right away we bury her and we do not leave her in the street at all. Now go on to what Aramish had said, that no being Mekainain, which we had explained that means the one woman says a kino and everyone else responds. So how could we say that's a problem? Vanan chamir abanon anyan bidibura. We see that they're abanon, they do respond to each other with words. One chash of a person speaks up, he says something, and everyone else responds. But Aramish says you can't do that. So Aramish explains, chavirim's reason hain. Chavirim, which means talmid chamim, there's reason, they're conscientious. They know what they're doing and they're very careful. And they're not going to come to be maspid the mace on Chol Moed, which is a problem. But women, they're not zrizin, and we're afraid that if we allow them to be mekainin, they're going to end up being maspid. Lastly, Tanu Yiv Abraisa, in my lichin chalin the base ha'evel, we're not allowed to bring flutes to a base ha'evel on Chol Moed. That's because we're not allowed to give hespedim on Chol Moed, and flutes were usually used as an accompaniment to a hesped, so we're afraid if we bring flutes, they're going to end up being maspid. Avol, my lichin chalin the base simcha on base ha'mishta, but on Chol Moed, we are allowed to bring flutes to a base simcha on base mishta, which refers to chasen or sheva brachas, and we're not chayshish, that's considered tirchia seira. Hajjalach perk ve'il magalchin mayid, v'kul mesechta de mashkin. Interesting, the conclusion over here calls it mesechta de mashkin, not mesechas mayid katan, rather it uses the first word of the mesechta, and that's what's calling the mesechta. And v'kul asidra the Mayed, the Barach May Shemaya, Malsar finishing Mesechas May Katan, and all of Seder Mayed, just like we're going to finish this Mesechta and Seder together, we should be going to finish the entire Shas Rushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Seder, Seder Nashim, and the brand new Mesechta, Mesechas Yevamis. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.